Well, let's begin this week, Bob, with an update on the immigration changes with the Biden administration and what you're seeing locally.
So last week, the Biden administration announced that it was going to end one of the most controversial immigration programs from the Trump administration, which is a program called Migrant Protection Protocols, more popularly known as Remain in Mexico, which forced asylum seekers, primarily from Central America and Cuba, to live in Mexico while their asylum cases made their way through U.S. immigration courts. This was a massive and unprecedented change in immigration policy. A lot of these migrants wound up being subject to kidnapping, sexual assault, extortion, really, really difficult situation. So Joe Biden had promised during the presidential campaign that he would end migrant protection protocols if he was elected, and they announced a week ago that they would start doing that. The latest information we have is that these migrant families that are currently in Juarez will be allowed to start coming back over next Friday. One of our reporters, Corey Boudreau, spent a lot of time with one family in particular that had fled El Salvador. The mother in that family was pregnant, really worried about her newborn child. She did give birth on Monday, so she has now four children, and they will be among the estimated 10,000 or so migrants trapped in Juarez right now that will be allowed to come across into the United States in the coming weeks to make their asylum claims. It's worth remembering that the vast majority of asylum claims wind up being rejected. It's a very difficult path to navigate, but at least they'll be able to do so in the United States. They'll have access to lawyers, and they can be with family support at the same time.
It's hard to imagine what life has been like for all of those people all of this time. Moving on to a new podcast from a former El Paso TV personality, and I guess you can't go wrong when your subject is Selena.
It's amazing. Obviously, you have the Jennifer Lopez biopic that was done of her. There was a Netflix series, and now you have Maria Garcia's podcast. And as our reporter Renee Klagic put it in her story, the podcast is really a love letter to both Selena and to border culture. Maria talks a lot in the podcast about her own identity as a fronteriza and how that has shaped who she is, and in turn, how Selena has helped shape who she is. I think they've released six or seven episodes and have one or two more to go, but it really is fascinating to me because I think it does a really good job of telling the world a little bit more about what growing up on the border is like. I think a lot of folks will remember her from her time at KVIA here in El Paso.
Yes. We've talked over the weeks about a lot of brick walls that you've run into when it comes to getting information from various agencies on various different topics. And this time it's the El Paso Police Department. What's going on?
So the El Paso Police Department has what they call their procedures manual, which, interestingly enough, they keep much more secretive than most other police agencies. But in an appendix to the procedures manual, they list 33 different reports that they put out about performance and about accountability. So Elida Pettis, one of our reporters who tracks police department's work, thought, I'd like to see what these reports say. So she put in an open records request with the city for the latest example of each of those reports. And the city eventually came back and said, well, we actually only find a record of 12 of these reports. So it appears that the police department is not performing a lot of the analysis that they say. And this is more than just an academic exercise. One of the reports that they say they run is what they call the Personnel Early Warning System, which is meant to flag problems when they're still in the small stages with officers, behavioral problems or whatever, get the officers the help they need. Police departments across the country do this and consider them really important. But it appears, based on the records we've received, that the El Paso Police Department is not doing that and a number of other reports. When we asked the police department to explain why they're not, or to explain the confusion. They basically have just refused to answer the questions.
Interesting. Well, you can find these stories and more at ElPasoMatters.org. Bob, thanks for your time and have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much.